The following audio is a sample from the Brossa Village Oral History Project, 2023.
Well, as I said, my mother didn't approve of us dancing that time. It was against the rule to dance. It was against the religion to dance. And then afterwards she did change her mind a bit, so. But we weren't allowed to dance in there. I remember going to my first dance where I met my husband. We went out to Greenock, I think. And we went, her brother took us out to Greenock and he took us to this dance then. And that's the first time I went anywhere like that, so.
Can you tell me about that first time you met your husband? What happened?
I can't remember. I think we went... When we did the dance and we met him at the dance and he, my girlfriend that we stayed with that night, she was at the dance and he took us to the dance, that's right. And then we went back on Sunday and met them again. And then after, it wasn't long, and I didn't think I'd hear from my husband again. And then all of a sudden I got a letter from some other wraith or to say that he was trying to get in touch with me, so... So that's how I sort of got in touch back with my husband. I think Uncle Paul Rather was the one that got the letter, and he sent it on to my parents. So, and then it took me quite a few weeks to keep in touch with Kev, but we did get in touch again, and yeah, Kevin Bray, yeah, they used to call him Bezo, I think they used to call him, I think.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Brossa Village Oral History Project. Further podcasts can be found and downloaded at thewaywewere.podbean.com.